The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Today, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we're going to be addressing a very, very important spiritual disease. So, the disease you and I are going to talk about is one which is called in Arabic, su'udhan. It's when we think badly of others. One of the ahadith about su'udhan, it's interesting how serious this is. Listen to this one. It's from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The Prophet says this, Inna Allah ta'ala, truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, harrama min al Muslim, has made three things forbidden in regard to a believer. One of them, damahu, the blood of a mu'min. Not allowed to kill a mu'min, take somebody's life, damahu. Wamalahu, we're not allowed to steal from a believer, reach into somebody's pocket, right? And these are all ugly, ugly sins. But then look at this one. وَأَن يَظُنَّ بِهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ, that the person think badly of a Muslim. Three things Allah has forbidden. One of them is for us to think badly of another Muslim. This hadith I'm going to share is also from the Prophet, but this one, I want you to keep it in your minds for later when we talk about the cure. Because it's a deeper dive, we're not going to rush through this. Because some of these hadith, we literally have to take time, look at them, think about them. How does this apply? What are scenarios? So that we can rid ourselves of this trait. But right now, I want you to think about it, because later on with the cure, this is going to be important. Our Prophet says this, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالذَّنْ, beware of thinking badly of others. فَإِنَّ الذَّنْ أَكْذَبُ الْكَذِبُ, truly, thinking badly of others is the biggest lie. It's the biggest lie. How is this a lie? Think about this, right? In my heart of hearts, I've seen suffering from this brother or this sister. Now, without hujjah, I think differently, but I haven't even changed my behavior towards them. Or I have, God forbid, in the first one. Now I'm not as kind, not as friendly. I have changed my behavior. Why is that a lie? I haven't said anything to anybody. What some scholars tell us is this is the possible explanation. This is part for the cure later on. I'm making a judgment based on my waham, based on my imagination. I don't have hujjah. I don't have Islamic proof. But I've come to a conclusion. In my mind, I'm lying to myself. I've told myself, this person, they didn't pass salams to me. This person ignored me, right? Somebody walked. I said salam. They didn't say salam back. I assume they did it out of arrogance. I told myself in my mind, see how arrogant that brother or sister is? They don't even return salams. I lied to myself. I didn't have hujjah. I'm talking to myself. Now, what happens is, and we'll talk about this more later, but the hadith, the second one from Amir al-Mu'mineen, tells us that this destroys ibadah. Let's say there's a believer for the month of Ramadan. I've been careful, avoiding haram, doing much ibadah, great ibadah. I've stayed up on the nights of Qadr. What can ruin my ibadah? Imam Ali says. He says, إِيَّاكَ أَن تَسِيءَ الظَّنَّ, beware of thinking badly of anyone. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ, if you think badly of someone, يُفْسِدُ الْعِبَادَةَ, that worship that you're waiting for on the last day, this is going to count, it's going to be in my hasanah. يُفْسِدُ الْعِبَادَةَ, it destroys it. وَيُؤْذِمُ الْوِزْرَ, I had sins. Everybody sometimes might have some sins. There's some things we can do that intensify sin. One of them is thinking badly of others. It makes the sin much greater than it is. What's the opposite of this? The opposite of this is the trait that we all want to have when we're dealing with other believers. And it's the opposite. Whenever someone does or says anything, and there's a possibility, I don't have hujjah, there's a possibility of there being a good reason for this, or even, I'm going to explain, sometimes bad behavior, that there's two ways of interpreting this. Either I can interpret it in the worst way, or I can say, no, maybe there's an excuse. The husna then is when I always am positive about other believers. I'll give you, first read the hadith together. So Imam Ali says this, "Dha amra akhika ala ahsanih." If there's something that your brother does, there's two ways of interpreting it, multiple ways of interpreting it. He says, make sure that you assume the best, ahsana. Hatta ya'tiyaka ma yaghlibuka min. Until you receive that hujjah, that proof that no, this is something, it's unjustifiable. There's no way, this is wrong. What just happened was wrong. There's no, then I can. He says, وَلَا تَذُنَّنَّ بِكَلِمَةٍ خَرَجَتْ مِنْ أَخِيكَ سُوءًا. Your brother says something, texts something, calls, I hear something. Never think badly of what was said. وَأَنْتَ تَجِدُ لَهَا فِي الْخَيْرِ مَحْمِلًا. But there is a way that this wasn't as bad as I thought it could be. Right? So there's sometimes when there's no explanation, Imam Ali is not telling us that this is haram, this is wrong action, it's okay. No, 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 that's right. But there's two ways when somebody does something. Maybe I can assume the person did it on accident. They weren't intending that. Sometimes I tell people, even when you're texting, right, with texts, because you're not seeing the person, you don't see their expression, right? It's a lot colder. Right? I don't know the context that's necessarily there. Maybe the person, right? I could assume good or I could assume bad. We assume good. There's another time when even somebody does a mistake. This is what some scholars have mentioned. I'm with a family member and actually they do make a mistake. Let's say they raise their voice with me. Shout. For some reason, we got into an argument. There's one time when I assume the worst. The reason you raise your voice with me is that you think so little of me. That's one interpretation. There's another time when I say, well, maybe they're tired. Maybe they're, right? It's still wrong. I'm not justifying their action, but I don't assume that this was out of spite. You're trying to hurt me. That's one time, one take. Another time, no, inshallah. Right? So what happens is, of course, there's no excuse for misbehaving. And none of us can use this as an excuse that I'm mistreating you. And then I'm like, you have to find a good way of understanding. No, astaghfirullah. We're trying to fix ourselves. Right? So when other people do this, we want to try. The imam says this, اطلب لأخيك عذرا. Try and find some excuse for your Muslim brother. He says, فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدْ لَهُ عُذْرًا. If you can't find an excuse, فَلْتَمِسْ لَهُ عُذْرًا. Try, maybe there's some way that I don't have to come to that conclusion that this person is wicked and evil and trying to get me, trying to hurt me. If we can do that, brothers and sisters, the hadith tell us that this leads to us having a lot less stress. People have husnuddan towards others, a lot less stress in their lives. I don't have to assume, always feel everybody's against me, everybody's plotting, everybody's thinking, what are they doing, why? The hadith says this, husnuddan rahatul qalb. The person who always thinks good of others, when something happens, oh no, inshallah. That person, their heart's at peace. It also, later on when we look at the hadith, a lot of sins happening because of this. Let's say there's a family and I'm suspicious of either of my spouse. Suspicious of my spouse. Or suspicious of another. There's many sins that this can lead to. One of them is the sin of spying. Whereas the Quran says, لا تجسسوا, don't spy. In order for me to fix, to find out, we're going to talk about this later. In order for me to find out, yes or no, maybe they weren't thinking bad, I start to spy. What is that? What happens with that? We'll talk about that later. Right? But it's the mother of many sins. Imam Ali again, he says, Husnu dhan yukhaffiful ham. It keeps us from worrying. It lessens our worry. I expect good from God, good from people. People want to do the right thing. They have a fitrah. The Imam says it gives me less worry. وَيُنَجِّي مِن تَقَلُّدِ الْإِثْمِ. It keeps me from committing many of the sins that other people might commit.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.